From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon has called for an immediate ceasefire in Yemen, where a Sunni Arab-led coalition is conducting airstrikes against Shiite rebels. In a speech Thursday in Washington, Mr. Ban warned Yemen was in flames and said the only resolution was for all sides to stop hostilities and take part in negotiations. He told the National Press Club that the United Nations-supported diplomatic process remains the best way out of a drawn-out war with terrifying implications for regional stability. At least 700 people have died since the Saudi Arabia-led coalition began airstrikes 3 weeks ago against the Houthi rebels, which are believed to be backed by Iran. Syrian President Bashar al-Assad is rejecting fresh accusations that his forces used chemical weapons, including chlorine, on civilians and others in the country's civil war. Human Rights Watch this week said it has evidence that strongly suggests Damascus used toxic chemicals in several deadly barrel bomb attacks in Idlib province last month. Western rights groups and governments have repeatedly accused the Assad government of using chemical weapons on civilians, a charge that is denied by Damascus. In an interview published Friday, President Assad dismissed such accusations as propaganda against Syria, saying it's designed to demonize his government. Votes are being counted in Sudan after 4 days of casting ballots in national elections this week, a process troubled by poor turnout and an opposition boycott of the polls. Look at our website, voanews.com. This is VOA News. A Chinese court has sentenced a journalist to 7 years in prison for leaking an internal Communist Party document to a foreign website, her lawyer said on Friday. Gao Yu, 71, who was tried behind closed doors in Beijing last November, was convicted of providing state secrets to foreign contacts. She's denied the charges. The document warned against the spread of Western democracy, universal values, civil rights, and press freedom, which the party considers threats to its rule. Observers suggest a confession shown on Chinese television with her face blurred was forced. Rafael Dorzhevsky is the first secretary for political affairs at the EU delegation in Beijing.
The EU delegation is deeply concerned about the verdict handed down to veteran journalist Gao Yu. And this sentence has heightened our general concern over the situation of human rights defenders in China, including journalists and bloggers who have been prosecuted for expressing their views or exercising their right to information.
Gao's lawyers indicated they will appeal the sentence. Recent satellite photos show that China is building an airstrip on reclaimed land in a disputed part of the South China Sea and could be planning another. Jane's Defense Weekly said that images dated March 23rd from Airbus Defense and Space showed work on a runway on Fiery Cross Reef in the Spratly Islands, territory also claimed by several neighbors, including Vietnam, Taiwan, and the Philippines. Other imagery taken in March indicates China could be building another artificial island big enough to house an airstrip capable of civilian and military use. Beijing has repeatedly rejected criticism of the reclamation work, claiming that China has sovereign rights in the area. Police in Indian Kashmir say they've arrested an influential separatist leader for helping organize a march calling for Pakistani control of the Himalayan region. Indian officials say Mazhar-e Alam was arrested Friday at his home under the country's Unlawful Activities Act, which prohibits any events that challenge the sovereignty of the Indian state. Russia has warned that the presence of foreign military personnel could destabilize the situation in Ukraine after U.S. paratroopers arrived this week to train Ukrainian soldiers. A spokesman for President Vladimir Putin, Dmitry Peskov, told reporters Friday that instructors from third countries besides Russia or Ukraine could upset the situation in Ukraine's east, where pro-Russian rebels are engaged in an armed rebellion against Ukrainian forces. I'm Sarah Williams in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.